We welcome onto the call the head coach at New Hampshire, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Rob. Excited to be here.
Before we get started and talking about your conference opener against Monmouth, just maybe provide us a little update on how camp has gone and how you feel your team is doing going into Thursday night.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. It was a physical, relentless camp. Our guys got after each other pretty good. I think we're excited to stop beating up on each other and get after another opponent. So I think offensively, we made some strides, got some guys healthy, some key guys back. And then defensively, you know, that's been our strong unit the last few years. We'll continue to lean on them to make some game defining plays as the season goes along.
How do you like opening the season with a conference game, especially at home? And then does that provide any sort of extra motivation for you or your guys?
Well, I mean, it's always the most important one because it's the next one. We've always felt that. But yeah, I mean, anytime you're playing a CA game, you know, it's going to be tough and it's going to be challenging. There's so much parity in this league. And I think the teams that came in this year, you know, great job. You know, by the commissioner and yourself and everybody kind of getting some really top tier programs in here. So yeah, you got to get off to a fast start. We know how competitive it's going to be and, you know, the race to win a championship in this conference. You know, it doesn't matter where your preseason rank starts, you know, everybody kind of has an opportunity to go and vie for that top spot. So we understand the importance of getting off to a fast start.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Rick Santos. Again, if you have questions for him this morning, just use the raise your hand icon or, put something in the chat feature and we will get those questions into him. Rick, talk about, let's talk a little bit about the offense. We talked on media day about the impact of having Max Brosmer back. Talk about how his camp is gone and just your offense in general.
Yeah, it's great to have him back. First and foremost, I think, you know, his leadership ability and his presence out there, very cerebral football player, student of the game, high football IQ, just loves the process of what it takes to be great at that position. You know, we get done practice, he's in there with the coaches meeting, watching it, wants to get direct instant feedback. He loves to be coached. So that's fun. And I think he, you know, he's a very accurate player too. So I think it kind of opens up some of the deeper passing game that maybe we missed, you know, the last year. And I think we're going to need that. I think we feel confident in our ability to run the football. We really like the guys up front. And we think Dylan Lobby has the ability to be a special player at this level and continue to be productive for us. And now, you know, the challenge is to make contested catches down the field. You know, we're going to have to do that in the opener. Monmouth is relentless on defense. They play press and they're going to challenge you and get up in your face. So we're going to need to do that. And I think the receivers have done a good job stepping up. You know, we're returning some guys from the last few years that have made some plays for us that have been very productive. And Brian Espinette, Sean Coyne, and Charles Briscoe. And then we got a couple transfers that we brought in that are working a way to get on the field as well.
Got a couple questions for you. First from Alan Wessels. Good morning, Alan.
Get my mute thing figured out here. Good morning.
Morning, Al.
Coach, when you talk about Dylan Lobby a little more and who else you have that might be running the ball, you've talked about wanting to run the ball. And what's that group look like?
Yeah. Dylan's going to get the lion's share of the carry. I think we got to revolve the offense around him to start, you know, in particular to get Max comfortable and get back in and playing up to game shape. But also we think he can be a physical runner. You know, he can make some plays out of the backfield as well. We know, you know, he was top in the nation last year in all purpose yards. So he can do that. And then backing him up will be Isaac Seed. I think Isaac has done a good job, you know, progressing nicely in the offense, picking up, understanding his role. You know, he got some limited action last year, but showed the ability to have a game changing speed. You know, he's picking up the protections and stuff. So we feel more comfortable put him in obvious pass situations. So he's doing a great job there. And then, you know, the third string spot, the guys have been battling all camp. You know, Dom Kavanaugh is a guy who hasn't got, you know, much clout here in the last few years with someone that stepped up. And then, you know, we have a freshman, Miles Tomlinson, who's done a really good job. That's going to see some action as well.
Next question for you, Rick, from Steve Ellison. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Rick. Just curious what you've seen from Monmouth on film and, you know, what you think they do good and what you guys are going to have to do well against them.
I think first and foremost, it starts at the top with their head guy, Coach Callahan. I mean, they're as well coached as anybody at this level. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer whenever he retires. You know, they're very well coached, elite discipline. They play, you know, they're going to attack you. They're going to get after you. They play with great effort. So we have to, we know that that's going to be coming early and often. We have to kind of weather the storm and get the game under control early. They have a dynamic quarterback who obviously has garnered a ton of respect coming in, being named first team all conference, which is tremendous. He's an all American. He can make all the throws, quick release. You know, from everything I've heard and read about him, he's a really smart football player, understands defensive intent. So we got to keep the ball inside him in front there. You know, really dynamic running back. I think that, you know, they're big and physical up front. So I think first and foremost on defense, we got to stop the run. You know, just got a stat from our defensive coaches. I think, you know, when Juwan Ferry rushes for over 100 yards, they're like 10 or 11 and one in the last couple of years. So got to work to limit his ability on the ground. And then on the other side of it, I mean, they're going to play press. So they're going to play man. They're going to play quarters press. They're going to challenge you. They're going to take away the easy throws and make you try to chuck some plays over the top. You know, they do a great job at the second level, getting extra defenders in the box, and they're really physical. So I think it's a really, really good football team all around. You know, in particular, I think they make plays in all three phases. You know, the special teams for them too is, you could tell it's a point of emphasis. You know, Eddie Morales is an All-American returner, so he's somebody that can hurt you as well. So for us to win this game, we got to stop the run. We got to make some contested catches and throws. And then we got to make a huge emphasis in winning the special teams battle.
Terrific. Thanks, Rick.
Next question from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Roger.
Wanted to ask you about any surprises in camp. And I guess by surprises, I mean guys who may not have been penciled in as having a big role on the team, but now it looks like they might contribute significantly this season. Does anybody fit that description?
Yeah, on the offensive side of the ball, one of our freshmen has done a great job as DJ Lincoln. You know, he's a receiver from St. John's College, true freshman's come in, worked his way up. He's earning, you know, it's hard for him not to put him on the field right now. So he'll find a little bit of role in the game plan. He's done a really nice job. Colby Ramshaw is also somebody on offense who I think has done a really good job. We've been a little bit nicked up at the tight end position. Nothing that's going to keep any of the starters out of the game, but just a little banged up where he's kind of, we had to fast track him a little bit. He's done a nice job. You know, and then, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, he's someone who played last year, but was safety. We now move him to corner is Noah Stansberry. You know, I think he's somebody who was a little reluctant at first to move, but has done a really nice job. And I think him and Randall Harris, you know, should bookend there, the guys out wide, and should be great compliments off each other.
Okay, thank you.
Rick, we've spent a lot of time talking about the offensive side of the ball. Let's flip over and talk about your defense a little bit. I know some veteran guys kind of at each level are back, probably some new guys as well. Just talk about how they've progressed throughout camp.
Yeah, I mean, that's the veteran group that we have. I think they've been the strongest group over the last 5 or 6 years. And you know, they believe that they are the top unit in our team, and they're a very confident group. I think it starts up front with our senior captain, Nico Kavikas, at the defensive tackle position. He's really emerged as a vocal leader. He's always led by example, but I think he's taken heed in that, and he's done a great job getting the guys motivated every day. You know, Josiah Silver is obviously somebody who was extremely productive as a freshman, being named an All-American. We expect him to build on that phenomenal freshman campaign. It's always going to be tough where now everyone's game planning against you. So everyone's going to have a plan against him. I'm sure we'll see some chips and some slides his way. So it's going to be good to see how him kind of garner that respect and how he moves forward with it. I think at the second level, you know, we got three or four guys that can all play. Bryce Shaw, one in particular, our Mike linebacker, has done a tremendous job. He's a physical thumping linebacker, put on some weight. Ryan Toscano at our will or buck position has done a great job acclimating himself. They can run, they're physical, you know. And then at the third level, you know, I mentioned a little bit about Noah Stansberry stepping up. I think Randall Harris is somebody who has done a phenomenal job integrating himself, and, you know, give credit to Coach DeAndre coming back here, former All-American himself. He's a really bright young coach, and he's got those guys playing well. And then it's awesome to have Max Oxendine back off of injury. He was a little bit hampered in the spring and in the summer. You know, he's fully cleared, ready to go. And obviously the free safeties are the quarterbacks of the defense, have to be vocal, have to be a great communicator. He's a rangy DB that can make plays when the ball's in the air.
You touched a little bit on the attention Josiah has gotten on. He's been on virtually everybody's All-American list, which, as you said, coming off a freshman season, redshirt freshman season, is pretty unusual. Have you talked to him about the added attention that he probably is going to see this year because of all that acclaim?
I have. We've talked quite a bit about it, pulled from some experience I had with a student athlete and having some success early. But I think the great thing with him, he's such a humble young man that even when he was garnering some of that respect early on, he never let it get to his head. He shows up every single day. He's workmanlike. He loves to practice and he loves the process of becoming great. So I don't think the limelight or the stardom has got to him. If anything, I think it's making him more hungry. And he knows that he has to prove that he has the ability to stay at that level. You know, it's one thing to surprise some people when they're not game planning for you. And it's another thing we talked about when, you know, the focal point of offensive coaches now are going to be making sure that the protection is based around him. So now he has to change up his ability to make plays and really now sharpen all the different tools in his toolbox. And he can't just, you know, be an edge rusher now. He's going to have to garner double teams and figure out some different moves to make himself viable.
Before I let you go here today, just you've talked about the respect you have for the Monmouth program. What are some keys for your team to have success on Thursday night?
Well, we gotta limit the big plays in the passing game. I think Tony Musk can make all the throws. I've been really impressed watching him over the last few weeks as we've been game planning for them. You know, they've been wide receiver U over the last handful of years, and you know, Coach Callahan Jr. has done a tremendous job of getting those guys ready to play. So limit big plays. We got to keep them inside and in front and tackle really well on the defensive side of the ball. And then on offense, we got to establish the ground game early so we can make sure that we're getting Max, you know, Brosmer acclimated into the game. We don't want to put so much on him early with him not playing, you know, a game in nearly 2 years. So we want to make sure we can establish a ground game and work to control the clock a little bit.